Jenny Amar and Daf Nun Tes Dine Ainoas Dvorim on the bottom line and Nun Ches and Beis. Amar Rav Baruchan Amar Biyechon. Noach LaYadim Sheyavay argues says Al Safik Eshesish VaYabim Penei Chaveri BeRabim. We're going to say that even though we obviously understand the chumra of Eshes Ish, it's better to be boil our gears as a suffix issues is traces the bait like so than to be mavaza someone barabim. What do we see? That mean Allah me the Darish Rava. Darish Rava, my dixiv, what's Pshat in the Pasik in Tilim? Pasik in Tilim said, David Amalek said, Ubitzali, when I was limping, when I was hurt, Somchu, my enemies were happy, Venusfu, and they gathered around me, Koru Vilay Damu, they ripped me and there was no blood. What did David mean by that? I'm a dove of Nagar Sparkum and show them. Golub Yadullah Fanecho. Everybody knows, you know. Shimhayim Akorim Basari, if they would have ripped my boss, if they would give me a cut when they were embarrassing me, Loihoya Dummy Shaisis Loritz. My blood would not have poured out on the ground because when a person's embarrassed, the blood goes deep into the goof and it's out on the skin. And what were they doing? They were obviously picking on David for the Maisa with Bathsheba. And that's what Rashi says was a suffix issue, because anybody who went to war, Bizman David HaMelech, would give his wife a get, there would be chal, the mafreya, if and when he didn't come back. So it wasn't clear that it was a vadi issue, and therefore that was the question Tosfos discusses, that they would actually give an actual get, and therefore it wasn't a real suffix issue, it was just they did a bitzina. Whatever the case is, from the outside, it definitely looked like David was mizaneh with Bathsheba as an Eshes Ish, or Safek Eshes Ish at least, and therefore his enemies would make fun of him and give him Einoz Dvarim because of that. And what David responded to him was, to the Rebbeinu Shlom, he said, when we're learning Hilchos Tumah V'Taira, I remember they asked me in the Shaila of the Beis Medrash, David, what is the halacha of someone who's mavaz eishes ish? What's the mabayal with an eishes ish? What's the misa? They're trying to pick on David, and therefore vaniyamilahem. And I respond to them, misasa is bechenik, but yeshachelik alim haba. Avol malba pnei chaver berabim. Someone who makes fun of someone else berabim ain lechelik alim haba. It's even worse than that. And therefore, Taisa says, why does it say avil abal eishes ish val yamnei chaver berabim? We see it's even worse. It's much worse. The Torah says you don't have a chelek in Olam Haba. The chumra of Einoas Dvarim. Marzucha bar Tuvia Amar Rav, Vamila Rav Chana bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chazida, Vamila Amar Rav Yechim, Shem Shem Ayechoy. Noach Lad Yadam Shiyapal Atzma Yekiv Shenei, a person should let himself be burned alive in a fire, in an oven. Don't embarrass him, Rabbah. When he knocked from Tamar, Tamar was Mazana with Yehuda. They accused her of being Mazana as an Eshes Ish, and they brought her out to be burned. And she did not be Megala that Yehuda was one. If everyone had known, it wouldn't have been such a nice thing necessarily, but she was not being Mazana as an Eshes Ish because he was considered a Goyal, a Yavam. Mitamar Dechsev, Himotsas, Vishochal Chamel. She was being brought out to be burned. Taisus even takes out the word Aleph. The letter Aleph says Mutsas. She was actually being lit on fire, and she wasn't able, and she wasn't willing to expose Yehuda. So you see how chomer it is. Mimal b'nei chaver b'rabim. Amar Rav Chana, Chanina, b'ed Rav Idi. May deksev v'lo yisoynu ish es amisoy. Why does it say amisoy? So we darshan im she'itcha b'teir mitzvah al teir. This halacha is obviously only to Jewish people. Also, for someone who's a shomer teir mitzvah, someone who's not a shomer teir mitzvah, lav dafka you have the iser of einaz dvarim, at least making fun of them, etc., to their face in this halacha. Amar Rav. This halacha is not just to strangers. This halacha is even b'shalom bayis in a person's house. You have to be careful not to be mitzar on your wife. She can be very sensitive and she could cry. Then you can get to the isser of aina very, very quickly, because once she cries, it causes her tsar. Rashi says, Peronius oinasim erlovei. Kosh Bochu will chas v'shalom put oinish on a person, even b'teich his house with his own wife. On some level, it's much more difficult to daven. The tefillahs don't work so well. See, the tefillahs are not as effective. But even though shari tefillah are nenu, shari demois lenu, the tears which come from deep, deep inside of a person crying, that is a Kodesh Baruch who always listens to and pierces the Shemaim. Shema tefillasi Hashem shavasi as in the Shema tefillas. Why? Al demasi al techerash. Because they're based on tears, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not ignore tears. And therefore, a person has to be very careful with his wife. Chas v'shalom, he makes her cry. It's mamash alav in the Torah. I know it's dvar. V'yam harav, kol ha'olech batzas ishtoi, neifel b'gehenim. However, you can't listen to everything she says. Sometimes she might give you bad advice. And to be on the b'nei, shenamar, rak lo yiyah, the pasuk says, Rak lo yia ke achav, a person should not be like achav asher hismaker lasis harabin Hashem asher hisato isa izevel ishta. He listened to his wife Izevel, and he took her bad advice. Started up with the neviim, etc. Not a good idea. Amler of papa labaya. Oh, v'amiyin she isra gutza. If your wife is short, gachem etilchasha. You should bend down and whisper to her so you could talk to her. So it's important to listen to your wife. Malikasha b'mir di alma b'mir di beis. When it comes to things inside the house, you can listen. Mir di alma, then you don't take your wife's advice. The shachrin have b'mir di shma b'mir di alma. Even in general things, you can listen to the wife, and you should. When it comes to Torah mitzvahs, then a person has to not necessarily listen to the wife. Sometimes yes, but not necessarily. Amar Rav Chista, Kol Hasharim Ninalu, all the gates to Shemayim were closed after the Churban. Chutz Mishari Oinoa. When a person takes advantage of someone, Rashi says, Hatzoyik Al Oinoa's Devarim, Eina Shanim Afanam Shanimar. Pasuk says, interesting Pasuk, and almost, it's talking about Hashem is being Miyasher, the Dina, the Koyach HaDin. It says, Hashem Nitzav Al Choymas Anach. He's standing on a wall. Anach means that it is perfectly straight, and he has on his hand a level to make sure it's perfectly straight. So Pashup Shad, it's talking about Midas Hadin, but we're learning it here Anach in Lashon Ono. So Kosh Baruch Hu is Biyodoy Anach. He's holding in his hand someone who cries because they have Ono, not a Namama necessarily. Even Ono is Dvarim, of course, that we've been talking about. Kosh Baruch Hu watches out for such a thing. I'm Rabbi Lazar. I call nifra b'day shliach. Most things the Kosh Baruch Hu sends a malach to punish a person. Chutz mi'aynash. I'm Rabbi Yadoy Anach. Kosh Baruch Hu has it in his hand. I'm Rabbi Gimel en a pargud nam of them. There are three things when a Kosh Baruch Hu sometimes makes midas adin, and then the pargud gets between a Kosh Baruch Hu and the midas adin, and it turns it into midas harachamim. But there are three averes a person could do where a Kosh Baruch Hu says, "I'm not letting the pargud these malachim get in the way," and he punishes the person directly. Oino, gezel, and avodah zarah. Oino d'ksiv u'biyadoy anach. This pasuk we just dashim. Gezel d'ksiv. Chamas v'shayd yishma ba al panai tomid. They're on a Kosh Baruch Hu's panim always. Avodah zarah d'ksiv. Ha'ama machisim I see al panai tomid. Again, always in front of a Kosh Baruch Hu. You have to be careful not to waste a person's money. You have to be careful to make sure that your money is not wasted. Most issues of Shalom Bayis come and fighting Shalom Bayis because of issues, financial issues. Has some gvulech shalom, Hakadosh Baruch Hu put gvulech in your house, shalom. Chelev chitim yazbi'ech, Hakadosh Baruch Hu give money. So the more money a person has, doesn't mean, so there's more money to issues as well. But a person takes care of it and watches out for it, that is a good secret for Shalom Bayis. Amar of Papa, Hanidam Yinshi, Kemashalim Sari Mikada, when the Sairim are empty from the kad is empty, Nakesh Vasi Tigra Besu, you'll bang, you'll make a noise, you hear the noise on the kad, a noise on the walls, whatever, and you start a fight, and that causes Shalom Bayis issues. Vyamar Chanina Bar Papa, another Mimer, the Adam Yadam Zor Betuah Betech Besu, Shayniku Yisrael Dalim. Klal Yisrael was called poor dal. El aliske tefuah when they had the tefuah taken away. Shenemar the pasuk says series of psukim in shayftim. It says vaya imzer Yisrael v'ala midjim amalekim menedim v'kalim v'adu alav. So the goyim will attack us. And the pasuk says vayachnu alem v'yashchisu es yevula aretz. They destroyed all the crops. The pasuk says vayida Yisrael merab the midjim yitzaku Yisrael Hashem sederu vayidal. After all the crops were burned. So again, a person has to do his best in a proper way to protect his nechasim. Again, an idea of covet for his wife. When a person gives covet to his wife, and she brings and builds the right type of atmosphere and environment in the house, that brings Ashira. Avram got bracha because of Sarah. He give covet to your wives. You want a skula for Ashiras? Give covet to your wife. Fair Shagumar. Tanan also, we have a famous story. The story goes as follows. Chotchu chulias, that this type of oven, normally their ovens were made out of like a giant thing of cheres that they would put onto the ground and they'd stick it like a little bit of cement around the ground and they would light a fire in it and bake something on top of it. That was the normal oven. So sometimes they had an oven that was not made like that. It was called chulias. Rashi explains they would take pieces of an oven that were made in like circles or something, and they would attach it, the pieces together after Mitzarefet Nekivshon, after they killed it in the Kivshon, they would attach it with dirt, some sort of dirt or choil. So the question is this Tanner now Makabal Tumah? Things made with Kli Adama, Kli Glolim are not Makabal Tumah. Kli Cheres is Makabal Tumah. So a normal oven would be Kli Cheres. This is not necessarily Kli Cheres, it's attached with choil, which is not Makabal Tumah. So is it Makabal Tumah or not? So Chatchu Chulias, Venasu Chol Ben Chuliyu Chuliyu, and then they attach it with this type of cement of some sort. So Eliezer said, it's Torah. It's not considered a kli, and it is Torah. And this is the famous story. This machleik is between Eliezer and the Chum. Eliezer said, it's not Torah. The Chum said, it is. This was known as the tanur, the oven of a snake. Why a snake? My achnoi. This created tremendous machlokes around Klal Yisrael in the Beis Medrash, like a snake, around and around and around. They went on this giant machlokes. Why? Tana ba'isayim. So they had a huge machlokes about whether it's Tamei v'Tar, and every question they asked Eliezer, why are you making a Tar? This Gemara, that Gemara, that whatever. He answered all them. They still derived their Rabbanim Paskin against Eliezer. So Amar lahem. So Rabbi Eliezer said to them, "Im halacha kamoisi charev ze yoychiach. I will prove to you min hashemayim. If the halacha is like me, this tree should move. Nekar charev mekar meimama. The tree moved. It walked. The tree walked 100 amma. V'amma the 4 amma. Some say it was only 4 ammas. So amru loy ein mevirayim min hacharev. We don't care. Doesn't matter to us if the tree moves. We look at the svara. The svara tells us this tanur is tamei. It's tamei. V'amma lahem he didn't give in. Im halacha kamoisi amasamayim yoychiach. That this river, this stream should stop flowing. The water stopped flowing. It flew there. It started flowing the other way. We don't care. The walls of the Beis Medrash itself should show that I am right. The walls started falling, leaning in towards the Eliezer to show that he's Rebbe Eliezer to show that he's right. Yeshua screamed at the walls. If we're having a emistek machlekes around halacha, atem ativchem. What do you, the walls of the Beis Medrash, have to do with this? So what happened? Lo naflu, the walls didn't fall. Yeshua said not to fall. Blazakfu, they didn't go back up. The walls were in midair, hanging at an angle. Still, so Chaza v'yamar lehem, Rabbi Eliezer said, "Im halacha kamaisi, if the halacha is like me, then halacha kamaisi min hashemayim yechichu, koshpochu b'chvaydu v'yatzmoi, to show that I'm right. Yatzu baskol v'yamar malachem etzur Eliezer. Why do you study Eliezer? Halacha kamaisi b'kavaka, we paskal like Eliezer in all places." Now, some of the freshmen point out the baskol never said in this place necessarily, but generally speaking, paskal Eliezer. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ragav Amar Loi Beshemayimi. The pasuk says Loi Beshemayimi. Leimar Miyalam Beshemayim. The Torah is ours. My Loi Beshemayimi. Amar Rabbi Yemesh Shekvar Nit Neter Mar Sinai. Eno Namashkich Mabasko. Kvar Kosa Beter. Kvar Kosa Bar Sinai Beter. Acher Emlatis. We pasuk like the Rabbim. After Chazal here, I'll be Emes and Torah. Paskin that it is Tomei. It is Tomei. We don't care what the baskol says. We don't care what the wall says. We don't care what the Emes Amayim says. We don't care what the tree says. Listen to this. Ashkenim Nasa and Leo, he found the Leo Navi. I'm like, my Yavar Koshbochu Beshata. What's he learning? I'm like, Kachai Koshbochu is smiling. I'm like, Netzchuni Banine Netzchuni. Koshbochu wanted to pass Kirk Belezer. And they said, Koshbochu is smiling that they chapped the Koshbochu and they pass Kirk. Not like that. Psh. I'm Roysa, Yem Avio Koltarish to Belezer, but it wasn't enough. Created such a machlekes, they had to show that they were paskin halacha like Belezer. They took all the tyrus that he paskin based on his psak halacha. Vesor from Be'esh and they burned him. And he refused to give in, and therefore they had to put him into cherim. And they said, "Mi yelech v'yadiru." They were terrified of him. They said, "Who's going to tell him?" I'm going to be Akiva ani yelech. So Akiva said, "I'll go." Shemayelech adam sheinu hogan. Someone who's not appropriate will come and tell him in the wrong way. He'll get upset, and he can destroy the world. So Maser Akiva love Hashem. He put on black clothes, black suit, and satif shcharim, put on sort of a black talis. V'yashiv la fada barichik dal. And he came to Elazar and he sat 4 hours away from him, because in cherim. I'm Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, my yom yomayim, why are you dressed in black? Why are you sitting far away from me? I'm like, Rabbi, he said to Rabbi Eliezer, kemedumali shechaver medil mucha, your friends are staying away from you. He hinted to him that he's in cherim. Afukar, bagalav, he cripes, kriya v'chal, it's manav, he took off his shoes, like a person who's in cherim. V'nishma v'yoshev agabikarke, sat on the ground, zogu eiv the most. He cried. And when he cried, lokach ha'ilam shlish b'zeisim, the world got destroyed. Not the whole world, but a third of the zeisim, third of the chitim shlish b'chitim shlish b'sarim. V'yashem ha'vbatzik sh'v'isha tofach. If a woman was making challah at that time, it got spoiled. Tana, av gadol ha'ya b'yis ha'yem sh'v'chamokam, af gadol, it was anger. Sh'chamokam sh'nasim b'yenev, but those are nisraf. It was right. Wherever he looked at, they kept him maybe in his room. But whatever he looked at, burned up. The Afrim Galilei Babasvina Galilei was on a boat. Aman Olav Nachshel Tovoy. A huge storm started that was going to sink the boat. Amar Kemedumuli Shane Zabashir Lesben Hurkanis. Oh, he says, I think it's because Lesben Hurkanis is angry at me. As we'll see in a second, they were brother-in-laws. Aman Aragalov Galilei got up on his feet on the boat. Amar Banishon. Galoi v'yadua lefenecha shaloi lechvedi asit and into my own covenant v'loi lechvedi sabasiti not for the nesias the base dovin lechvedcha shaloyirba machloikis b'Yisrael. I had to put him in cherem because there was too much machloikis going on, and we had to make it very clear what was going on here. Nochayam izapay, and the yam stopped the storm, and Rabbi Gamliel was able to survive. However, it's not the end of the story. Ema Shalom, that was her name. Debisai de Belezer, she was Rabbi Lezer's wife. Achse de Gamliel, she was a Gamliel sister. So they were brother-in-laws. Have me'ahu ma'isa v'yelech. From that story and on, he's in Cherem. Le'yashav kalei de Belezer le'me palape. She never let her husband, remember, he didn't go to shul, he was in Cherem. So he was davening at home, and she never let him go down and say tachron. Some say he didn't say the tachron. I'm afraid some say she was mafsik between the tefillah and the tachron, and that also weakened the effect of the tachron. And because she was afraid that if he said tachron and he cried, the Kosh Baruch will listen to his tefillahs. So there was a day, there was a suffix, it was Rosh Chodesh. She thought tomorrow was Rosh Chodesh. She thought today was Rosh Chodesh, and therefore he wasn't saying tachron. Really, the next day was Rosh Chodesh. Other people say that one day an ani came, a shnar came, knocked on the door. She brought him out bread, and she forgot to, or she didn't have a chance to stop her husband from saying tachron. Ashkechate de nafal papa. She found her husband Rabbi Lezer's ben Hurkan is saying tachron. Amrale, she said, Ive kum katlas le achi. You killed my brother. I'm sure Kosh Baruch Hu listened to tefillas. Adachi nafach shipurim beis gamliel. Fire came out from beis gamliel. The shachar shipur. A word came out that he taka was nifter. Amr la minayal. This. How did you know? Amrale kach mechublani beis aviyava. I know from my father. Remember, she's a gamliel sister. That kol hashiarim nana luchutz misharei no. So whether this was proper or not, Gamliel did it for a proper reason. But Lamaisa, when someone's betzar or someone else, and the person cries out to Kosh Baruch Hu, as we said in Amud Aleph, those tefillos work, and therefore when he said Tachar in the proper way, it Taka had an effect on Gamliel. Tana Rabbana, Amanas Ager, if you're a person that does, you know, is Dvorim on a Ger, Oyver B'Shleisha Lavim, you Oyver on three Lavim, Valeichitze, if you cause Tzar to a Ger, Oyver B'Shnai, if you're not real Oyna, just Lachatz, pressure of some sort, stress, that is going to be two Lavim. So what do you mean? Ma'ishnaman and dechsev shloisha lav and the three lav. Ger loy suna v'chi yogur itcha ger ratzchem loy sonu. So those are two specific lavim to a ger, and the generic lav loy sonu is just a misa. V'glav rechal misa. Just like you can't do an os dvam to a regular person, of course you can't do it to a ger. So those three. So loy chetzay nami shloisha ksevi. But just causing him lachatz, but not even saying anything. That also stress and pressure that caused this three lavim. So v'loy still chetzenu. The pasuk says. It says in the pasuk "Ger loy silchatz beferish," and it says "Im kesef talva asami," which we learned as a ani imok loy siya loy benoisha loy simon olav neshech. And we dash loy siya loy noisha is you shouldn't be pressuring him. V'ger b'chal, that's to every person, but to a ger as well. So it also has three lavim. El echazev echazev b'shloisha. If you learn it that way, then enchami. Two, by each one of these, with Einaz Dvarim or just Stam Lachatz, there's two specific Yisurim by a Ger, and one generic to everybody else, which of course applies to a Ger. Tani, but that's our God, the if they ma'az here, Torah, belamed vav makarmis. So 36 places the Torah says to be careful by a Ger. V'amela mem vav makarmis, 46, the machlekes is, certain times the Torah mentions that we were Gerim and Mitzrayim, without specifically saying that therefore there's an Isser associated with it, but it's mentioned 46 times. Why? Nesha surai ra. Rashi in the Harias, Rashi doesn't say it here, but the Kvegar brings it outside. Rashi says that in Surah Ra means there's a Yetzahara, that the Sar Shaloi is the called Ra, it is Ra, and therefore someone who starts up with a Ger, that Malach apparently will come after the person. The point of that is, I'm sorry, my Dixiv, what does that have to do with us being in Mitzrayim? If we were Gerim, and you wouldn't want someone to do that to you, so you can't do it to somebody else. There's an expression. The Zakav le Zakifa b'diyukus. If someone had someone in his family who was hanged, was killed by the Malchus, who was hanged, don't tell it to the person, can you hang me up a fish on a hook or something? Don't use the word hang around that person. That itself is causing him tzar. And therefore, kigerim ayisim yamit tzar. If we were gerim, we have to be very, very sensitive to the plight of gerim. Okay.